Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and this is Extra Geeky. Extra Geeky number 3, to be exact.
It's number 3. You can talk whenever you want.
You're new to this.
I'm new to this. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, I wish that they could see you all doing the robot like morons.
We
were doing the robot, but I was like, oh, yeah, we can talk. James, you can talk. Go.
I didn't know. This is my very first Extra Geeky, guys.
Welcome to Extra Geeky, James.
Because I've never been invited for it.
And this is the last Extra Geeky.
The very last one.
It's not the very last one.
So if this is your first Extra Geeky,
this is your first Extra Geeky. Sarge's gonna let you do it all.
Oh, okay.
You get all of this.
Yeah. This is.
What's up? What are we talking about? What am I talking about?
Well, you like were able to go and do something that we weren't able to go and do.
Like you guys did to me last week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same thing, only
flip-flopping.
But this is a case of a movie that's not as good and I don't care to see. So
But it was entertaining.
Can we say the movie?
Yeah.
I think since Extra Geeky number 3 is James's review of American Ultra starring
we should just go
Michael
all the
Cera
way to the end
was
of the show.
No, it's Michael Cera's lesser
brother. Can
you guess
the name of the movie?
Michael Cera and a female zombie.
It's a girl who can't close her mouth.
It's an omen. Yeah. It's an omen. You should talk about American Ultra.
Yeah, American Ultra.
So, you going to give us spoilers? I say just spoil the hell out
of it. You want me to spoil it?
Yeah. Okay, is the first... Is the first spoiler...
Just looking at his moves, we're just bouncing around.
He's just Kermit. He's just doing the Kermit the Frog over there.
He was. Hey, Logan, do the fork in the garbage disposal.
And his Miss Piggies are going to town.
Thank you, Logan.
Okay, so you saw American Ultra.
I did. I saw American Ultra.
And...
You know, if you go in with, like, an open mind and just turn your brain off for an hour and a half, because it's a real short movie, 90 minutes.
Quick, whoa, 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Okay, quick recap, what is this movie about?
It is about, it's basically, take Jason Bourne, like that first movie, you know, God doesn't have memory or whatever.
He wakes up in the ocean.
Well, Jesse Eisenberg doesn't wake up in the ocean.
He wakes up in a convenience store, apparently. Yeah.
But it's basically Jason Bourne meets Pineapple Express, like they said in the trailer, apparently, because Matt was
didn't,
like...
Didn't they, like, flat out say that in the trailer, man?
I didn't see the trailer.
I saw a commercial for it last night on TV.
I didn't see that commercial.
I remember seeing Pineapple Express and the Bourne
trilogy. Well, I mean, that's a really good... comparison for the movie.
Yeah.
Because it is basically, you know,
it's a stoner movie.
Right.
It is a stoner movie.
With action, yeah.
But Pineapple Express had action in it. It was an action movie.
But it's like a spy movie with a lot of action.
Okay.
And a lot of weed.
So is there some intrigue to it, or is it
How
good is Kristen Stewart?
She had her mouth open the entire time.
Did Eisenberg turn into a glittery vampire?
No, he did not.
A werewolf?
Mm. No.
Shirtless?
Nope.
A good actor?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
he was a moderate actor.
I like Jesse.
Are you going to like him in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice?
I don't know. Dawn of Justice.
/ Aquaman, / Flash, / the Justice League, /
/ Dollar Justice.
Aquaman. Dollar Justice.
I said Dawn of Justice.
Dollar Justice.
That's the version.
I thought you said Dollar Justice.
That sounds like a blaxploitation movie.
No, that's the version that you get at Dollar General, where they trick you into thinking that it's the movie that's in the theater. Right?
Welcome to McDollar Justice League.
Batman is a Superman's Dollar Justice.
Dollar Justice.
Batman's Dollar Justice.
Bruce Wayne would be a
for
dollar
$1, you could help a child.
So wait a minute. So he's Scrooge McDuck now?
Bruce Wayne's got lots of dollars.
Flying rodent fella versus mega dude.
Dollar justice. Yeah. Still better than Jesse Eisenberg in anything.
Yes.
Okay, so let's spoil the crap out of this movie.
Okay, I'm going to spoil the crap out of this movie.
Who dies?
A lot of people.
It looked
What's
like
the
a
body
shoot-
count like?
It looked like a shoot 'em up.
It's like... like 20 people.
20 people?
20 people, because there's like 17 other operatives that he kills.
Okay.
So Walton Goggins is in this movie.
Who's that?
Did you watch
Justified?
Yeah, Justified. Yeah, he was okay. What about
Shanghai Noon?
Shanghai Noon.
No,
Django Unchained.
Yes. He's,
yeah.
Okay, he was
one of the brothers. Yeah, one of the bad brothers.
Okay.
But his code name is Laffer, and he laughs a lot. So his first scene, Jesse Eisenberg takes a pair of handcuffs and breaks his front four teeth out.
Oh, nice.
And he's sitting in, like, the next time you see him, he's sitting in a trailer. And Topher Grace walks up to him and goes, "So you saw him?" He goes, "He took my teeth, but I found him." And he holds out his hand. He's got all of his broken teeth in his hand.
I also forgot Topher Grace was in it until I saw the very last trailer.
And
I
thought he was not bad. He was not bad in it.
I thought he had given up acting.
He's a dick in the movie, and it plays so well for him.
I heard he's kind of like that in real life, too.
I imagine so, but it was quite funny, and he gets what's coming to him.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Oh, he gets his comeuppance. Like, point blank comeuppance. In the middle of a field, just Bill Pullman kills him.
Bill Pullman's also in the movie.
Nice.
So this is a movie.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert, because that's like one of the very end scenes. No. Bill Pullman just pulls a gun out and just
pops him.
Topher Grace?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just kills him.
So do you find out how Michael Cera becomes this Jason Bourne like character?
No, they don't ever really go into the training. They talk about it. It's a
setup for another film.
No, it's not. Like this is very closed. Like
really?
I mean, granted they could. Like the very last scene is him off on another, like on an actual mission.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it could go, but I don't think it's going to make the kind of profits that's going to allow it to go into sequel.
So basically,
territory.
The whole point of the movie is. They couldn't Bourne it really. They couldn't like.
Well, I mean,
the
you don't want to blatantly rip off something.
Well, I mean, they do in Hollywood now. But like, the whole point of the movie is that it's a funny stoner movie about a guy that's a soldier and he doesn't know it.
Right. And the woman walks in and she says this code phrase or whatever, and he just looks at her like, "What?" And she says it again, and like, I mean, she repeats it for like 3 minutes, and he's just standing there going, "What are you going to buy something, woman?" Like,
yeah.
You know. And then finally, it clicks. And his eyes like super dilate, and then
so he gets his powers.
Well, I mean, it just turns his brain on.
Okay,
it's like a Manchurian Candidate.
Basically like Manchurian Candidate.
Hmm.
And that's when he starts killing people. Like he kills a guy with a spoon.
Yeah, I've seen the review of that.
He kills like the bulk of people. Like there's like the line of 17 guys, and he kills most of them with a sledgehammer, like a mini sledgehammer. He jabs somebody with like the claw part of a hammer.
Yes.
Kill somebody with a shovel head.
Keep talking.
Sounds like we're moving way past 20 here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, I think they actually give you the body count at the end of the movie.
Neat.
Like they talk about, well, he killed this many people.
It's always important to know how many people died.
And they also tell you how many civilians die in the movie.
Oh.
He doesn't kill any of the civilians. The other guys kill civilians. But they let you know exactly how many people died in the movie,
it's like stats when you finish a video game. Like right. this is how you did.
I was in agreement with that.
That's awesome. They should do that for every movie, but make it like its own thing, like comedies.
Yeah.
How many, you know, dick jokes or something like that?
Can we say that on?
No, we'll have to donate.
We
that
gotta
one.
Donate those too because James said it earlier.
Did I say?
Okay, so here's what you need.
Did I say that? Two donuts.
Here's what you need to know about American Ultra. It has a 39% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
not bad.
It's higher than Pixels.
Higher than Fantastic Four.
It's higher than Hitman.
That's hopeful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Higher than that Kirk Cameron Christmas movie.
God,
wasn't that a zero?
Yeah.
Or did it get a one?
I think it was campaigned against to get a zero. Though.
Yeah. What else is coming out that... Okay, here's actually what I wanted to know. You saw Man from U.N.C.L.E., correct?
Yes.
Okay, did you like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Guy Ritchie movie. It looks like a Guy Ritchie movie. It plays out like a Guy Ritchie movie.
With soups.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a good time? I mean, I would think that more people would go to the box office to see Man from U.N.C.L.E. than they would
think that?
This well, movie.
Man from U.N.C.L.E. also has the simple fact that it's PG-13. More people, it's more accessible to more people. American Ultra's rated R. So that right there, if you've got a theater,
and American Ultra is going to pull in a younger audience
that can't go see it.
Well,
they're going to get their 18-year-old brother to come buy them.
They'll find a way.
Yeah,
they'll find a way.
Yeah,
but yeah,
but
it'll appear to the appeal to the younger audience.
But yeah, Uncle appeals to older people because it was a TV show in the 60s.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I've never heard of it,
but it is an enjoyable movie.
Overall, I mean, if you go in with no expectation,
Ultra is also.
Oh, well, that's what I meant, Ultra.
Yeah, if you go in with very low expectations for it, just, I mean, that's what
If you do that with anything, it's going to be all right.
I do that with most movies now because I'm like, this movie's going to be terrible.
What about, how would you rate it against Pineapple Express?
Yeah, because I enjoy Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express is way better hands down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine that was just
the people in it.
The people in it overall and produced, you know.
It had Danny McBride. Come on.
Yeah.
Kenny Powers. I mean,
it was
Kenny
kind of
Powers
an
was not in American Ultra.
When
so.
You have Kenny Powers in anything, it is solid.
It was an all-star
gold,
cast for Pineapple Express.
Exactly.
That's probably the last stoner movie that I saw that was worth anything.
It's
I think
good,
it's probably
it's a good
the last
action
one I saw.
Movie. There are good fight scenes in that movie.
Yep.
There are good shootouts in that movie.
So
it's funny.
How is the action in American Ultra?
It's good. It was very well shot.
Uh-huh. The trailer looks like it's put together well.
It's a very well put together movie. There are a couple of things where, like, they're like doing this poison stuff,
yeah,
and then something happens, and I was like, wait, how did they know about this? And then I was like, oh, well, then I figured out the big plot twist,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is what.
Oh, you want me to spoil the plot twist for you guys?
Sure,
let's yeah. Go.
Kristen Stewart is his handler who fell in love with him and left her job. But so she was like, you have to stay awake because this whatever toxin, you know, it puts you to sleep and then you'll never wake up and you die. And he was just like, he didn't catch it immediately, but later on he's like, how did you know what that toxin was?
Mm.
And as soon as she said it, I looked over at the guy I was watching with. I was like, how does she know? Oh, never mind.
Well, then it was done well then. I mean, did you see it coming at all before that, the twist?
Well, as soon as she said that, but they don't reveal the twist for like another 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. But it got
but
you thinking.
But she said it, and I was like, oh, she's his handler. And then when they got to the reveal, I was like, yeah, told you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're really good at calling stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember we all went and watched The Incredibles, and you guys were talking about...
That it was a cartoon Fantastic
the
Four?
The main
nailed
villain.
Nailed it.
The main villain was his name.
Was the kid...
Syndicate?
Yeah.
You were
like, oh, it's Incrediboy. It's Incrediboy.
Incrediboy that was Syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming at all.
I did not see that coming.
It blew me away.
Because
Incredibles.
Matt was probably outside. So,
he was out smoking.
So
I was in there.
So, James, do you think people should go see American Ultra? Or should they wait and rent it?
I mean, if you want to go watch, I mean, like I said,
there's other stuff out to go watch right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff out there.
Freaking go watch Straight Outta Compton if you haven't seen it.
Rated R language.
Number one rated R movie of August.
Had the number one opening
yeah.
of an R-rated movie in August.
Yeah.
Beat out American Pie good. 2, which was 2001.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In a pretty large movie, yeah.
This is weird. This is the most R films I've seen in a theater in a while.
Yeah, we've got six screens.
They're the
of
best
R-rated
ones,
movies.
Man.
Hmm.
They're all
really
good.
Six
they just
screens.
Don't do them.
Wow,
like it's been.
We got The Gift is R. Yeah. Straight Outta Compton's R.
Yeah,
yeah. All three of the movies that came out this week: American Ultra, Sinister, and Hitman.
Hitman.
All three rated R.
God. Wow.
Holy
That's
crap.
Surprising.
That is a lot of rated R film.
Mm-hmm.
So go see one of those other, except for Hitman, except for Ultra, American Ultra, or maybe go see it.
I just read on the internet that Hitman is one of the worst reviewed video game movies.
I can't wait to watch it.
Of all,
I'm sure it's going to be bad.
Of all video game movies, which are all terrible.
Not what? Super Mario,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, it's not worse than Super Mario. We should do an episode on video game movies sometime.
We should. That's
we
a
should.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Street Fighter movie. The first one was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It literally killed Raul Julia.
But it was also one of the best bad movies ever made.
The first Mortal Kombat
it
movie.
It killed Gomez
they
Adams.
They freeze-framed.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the movie. They jumped up in the air and freeze-framed.
I know.
That's how you end a movie.
Can you imagine if Straight Outta Compton would have ended that in a freeze way?
Frame. It kind of did. It kind of did with Dre. He was
Aftermath.
He was there when it was showing the beat stuff.
He's like the guy from The Breakfast Club.
It kind of.
Don't you forget about me.
Don't you forget about Dre. You guys keep talking. I'm working on something over here. Go on.
That was good. That was good.
Good job, Luke.
So in the world of movies, how does American Ultra rank right now?
In everything that's out right now.
Yeah. Out of everything that's out?
Last.
It's not last. I haven't seen
Next
everything.
Next to last.
I don't know. Sinister might be bad, too.
Bottom five.
It's not up in the top.
Then it's in the bottom.
Is it in the middle? Is it in the middle?
It's way better than Fantastic Four.
Here's a question. Is it forgettable?
After you watch the movie, are you going to remember things about it that make you think?
Like a year from now.
Yeah. Like a year from now, no. But like after we were watching it, we were like, yeah, that was pretty fun.
Like I go watch an Avengers movie and I get out of it and I'm like, I couldn't tell you anything that happened in that movie. Like it was entertaining in the time that I was watching it, but none of it like
stuck
with me. Right. Yeah.
Why didn't it stick with you, Matt?
I don't know. You tell me.
Because it was crap.
He forgot about Dre.
You gotta forget about Dre?
Maybe you'll.
Won't you?
Maybe you'll forget about Dre.
About me.
Come see about Dre.
Whenever you hear things like that, it's
clicking in my ear.
Well, you know what that is? It's the sound of things changing. JustusGeeks.com. Hey! All right, that's extra geeky number three.
Wait, that's it? Really?
Yeah, might as well.
Just me talking about a movie that nobody has seen?
We're just
going
to call that.
No. People might want to see
it. People are going to go see it.
I'm saying, young like, you guys are haven't go seen it.
No, I'm not going
to. Young people are going to
go
see
it. Oh, you're just not going to go watch it?
No. I'm not going to go
Forget
watch it.
Forget about Dre. No, I have you. To see my crap movies.
Well, I plan to watch Hitman in a day or two, so I'll report back in.
Come download my songs. They're on iTunes.
I'm going to be disappointed if the next time we do karaoke, someone doesn't do this. And maybe slips in, don't you forget about
Dre. I'll do this song. I'm
going to
call it right now. I love this song. I'll do it.
Okay.
All right, Matt called it.
Okay, and then some jerk hole is going to get up there and shake his ass and try to steal your song.
Don't you forget about Dre.
Don't
you forget about Dre.
We just made
as he walks on by.
We just made a really cool song even better. Logan,
look my way.
Logan, you sitting me. Logan, you may be Ice Cube after all.
Look at me. Rewriting the song right here.
So he's Weird Al.
Weird Cube.
He's like the Sonic version of Ice Cube.
Call my name. Walk on by. Rain keeps falling. Rain keeps falling. Down, 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 down.
Hey, 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 hey. Ooh,
hey. This cover art's weird.
It's Dr. Dre.
You can do it with Dre.
A lot of people did do it with Dre.
Simple Minds.
Mm. A lot of people did it with Dre. And then they forgot about Dre.
Yep.
This is like they would play this, that Don't You Forget About Dre after Easy died. Just so that you would remember things. After he had to make that call, you know.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like I'm Suge Knight saying that I gave Easy E AIDS.
Why'd you do that?
I didn't. Suge Knight did.
Hard, baby. Don't you
this went really dark.
Forget about me.
I'm not listening. I'm just listening to the music.
I wish Matt would just quit his job and go from karaoke to karaoke place.
Karaoke Kickstarter.
Be awesome.
Can we kickstart him? Could we do that?
This is how million-dollar ideas are made.
Call my name.
It's not.
As you walk on by, will you call my name?
You have to give the Can you do that? Can you get the at the end of the voice like again?
Yes.
Do it. It's really weird.
He's got a lot of vibrato.
We about to lay down a sick rhyme for my homeboy Dre up in here.
You hear the horse running?
Wait, is this Eminem singing this song?
Yes.
Here come the drums.
This is like bizarro Eminem in the 80s.
Well, don't you forget about me.
La 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 la.
Mom spaghetti.
La 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 la.
I tried to get him to name the softball team Mom Spaghetti.
La la la.
I tried.
La 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 la.
Forgot about Dre.
La 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 la.
He's done.
Think I talk about guns.
We probably did that this a few more times.
This is not a rap.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
Well, it is the extra geeky. We just put a little extra geek on it.
We put a little. It's that little extra.
A little sous-son of extra.
Sous-son of extra.
A sous-son.
I think you've messed up.
Is this the Kid Bop version?
It's a cover.
Well, don't you forget about Dre. We can't. Are we playing it again? What's going on here?
Play Newfound Glory's version of it. Yeah, it's really good.
Hey, this has got a really chick in a corset in it. Oh, I think it's a dude in a corset.
Such look a at good them, song.
Look
it's
at those.
A great
look
song.
At that. Look at the back.
Oh, it's
that's
Dre.
That's a manly back.
That's Dre.
Hey, hey, hey!
Good night, hey. Dr. Dre.
You see, love is just the game.
What? Are we done here?
Is this Enrique?
Are we just listening to
nice.
Music now?
Nice. I know that sensual voice.
I can
voice.
Be your hero, baby.